Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Paris School. Today in Bajan History, June 12, 1675, King Cuffy and the 1675 Slave Conspiracy. On this day, June 12, 1675, revolutionary enslaved Africans in Barbados intended to install their leader Cuffy as King of Barbados on an exquisitely wrought stool or throne after defeating and massacring their tyrannical white slave masters. Colonial Barbados in 1675 was the most populous and lucrative colony in the English Americas, and its wealth was derived from sugar and brutal enslavement. The scheme by the enslaved to overthrow the plantocracy, achieve their freedom, and to establish a traditional African system of governance in Barbados has been described by Professor Hilary Beckles as the first Black New World Freedom Plan. This grand conspiracy had been carefully planned for 3 years, and Africans from the Akan Empire, which spanned Ghana and parts of the Ivory Coast and Togo, who were also referred to as Coromanti or Gold Coast slaves, were the main protagonists. There was a great demand for enslaved Coromanti or Gold Coast Africans in Barbados. Slave ship manifests reveal that 40% of the enslaved Africans imported to Barbados during this period were from that region. According to Dr. Richard Alsop, slave owners regarded Coromantis for their sturdiness and fidelity, but also noted their fierce vengefulness when ill-treated. Confessions obtained from enslaved conspirators under torture revealed an elaborate plan in which trumpets or gourds would announce the start of the rebellion. This would be followed by the wide-scale burning of cane fields and the murder of their white enslavers. Cuffy, an elderly Coromanti who lived in Spikestown, was the architect of this freedom plan, and it was agreed among the conspirators that he would be declared King of Barbados after a successful military campaign against the British colonists. A domestic slave, Anna, also referred to in the literature as Fortuna, overheard a discussion of the plot and told her master, Judge Giles Hall, who in haste informed Governor Sir Jonathan Atkins. The governor declared martial law, and more than 100 Africans were arrested and tortured. Reprisals by officialdom were swift and horrific. 11 suspects were beheaded, and their bodies dragged through Spikestown. 6 were burned alive. 25 others were executed, and a further 70 severely flogged or deported. On this day, June 12, 1675, enslaved Africans in Barbados intended to install King Cuffy as monarch of Barbados after dismantling chattel slavery on the island. Their heroism and revolutionary disposition are epitomized in the final words of Tony, one of the enslaved Africans who was burned alive. In response to being taunted by a white spectator before his execution, he said, "If you roast me today, you cannot roast me tomorrow."
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.